Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 48 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I'm just going to sit here and you hear my voice. It's all stuffy. It's all... I'm not even ready to record a podcast. I have no notes in mind. I'm just kind of going off the dome. I got a couple notes, but they're not very helpful. I will try my best. I've resorted to Googling hypothetical questions that I will answer. But first, I have a theory, okay? You know, they say the FBI agents in your laptop camera, you put a little sticky note on top of it, you fucking fix it all. Not like you don't have a phone on you all the time, which is constantly listening to you and it sees you. But you better cover that laptop because you never know, the hackers might get into your laptop. You know, hey, dude, if you're gonna put a thing on your laptop, if you're gonna put one of those little boys on your laptop to try and stop the FBI agents from finding out what you're doing on there, why don't you do it for your phone too? Why don't you just go to in your settings and like override the hardware and turn off your camera? Like, why don't you do that? If you put a sticky note on your laptop, if you put a sticky note on your laptop and you don't put a sticky note on your phone, I'm gonna call you out for that shit. If I see next time I see somebody with a laptop and they got that sticky note, I'm gonna be like, can I see your phone? So what about the laptop is scarier than something that's in your pocket that knows where you are, what you talk, because let's be honest, it's not a conspiracy anymore. Sometimes my phone reads my thoughts, dude. It's fucking listening to you 24/7. It knows, and then it targets ads for you. It knows where you are. It knows what you're saying. It knows what you're doing. It knows everything. It sees your camera whenever you have it on. But God forbid the hackers get into my laptop and they see my webcam. They could look at me jerking off. Well, don't you jerk off to your phone too? Yeah. So, what's the point? Yeah, you know? So, just be consistent is all I'm saying. If you're gonna put a sticky note on your laptop, then put a sticky note on your... What other cameras are there in the world? Point is, it's stupid. And you're playing pretend like your FBI is... And honestly, why is it even scary? Why is it even scary that there's an FBI agent? That you are assuming that you are important enough to have a whole person dedicated to looking at you. If I had this message goes out to my FBI agent who's behind my cameras and stuff, okay? If you're watching this, you're pretty cool. I like you. What can I say? I enjoy your company. I enjoy the, like, knowing that even when I'm alone right now, I'm not alone. I appreciate it. I appreciate the company that you provide me. No one ever takes the time to appreciate FBI agents, okay? They're always creeping up on you. Well, guess what? I like it when FBI agents just stare at their screen. Oh yeah, just keep looking, boy. Just keep on looking at your screen. Because I want you to do that. My FBI agent is getting free content right now. I mean, so are you listening to this, but all I'm saying is that FBI agents just kinda, they wanna get to know ya. And I think it's fine. Let him into your life. Let the FBI agent into your life. Enjoy his presence. I think it would be beneficial to you to just stop worrying so much. Take the sticky note. Take the sticky note off of your laptop, okay? It's not scary. It's a friend. He's a friend, okay? Big friend. If my podcast gets listened to by any FBI agent who's keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with me, then I want to invite you. Please come on my podcast. I would love to talk to you. Cause you know so much about me. And here's the point that I'm trying to make, is that there's no FBI agent looking at you. You're not important enough. You think they have, like, there's 7 billion, almost 8 billion people on the earth. 330 million people in America. You think they have one person for each person? No. It's an algorithm. They spy on you and they gather your facial data. And you know, I refuse to ever get an iPhone with facial recognition, okay? The same people who put the thing over their webcam so they don't want to be seen. They have an iPhone 10 that's like, hey, we know your face. Hey, we know that's not you right now. Like, at least be consistent. Oh, that creeps me out because it's a computer. This doesn't creep me out because it's my phone. It's my phone. It's who I am. It's me. That is me. It's an extension of myself. See what I'm saying? Doesn't matter. Take away the barrier between you and a friend, okay? Take it away. Leave that in the past, because that is toxic. That's toxic, okay? Don't be like that anymore. You used to be like, oh, I'm gonna put walls up. Don't anymore. Stop putting walls up and start with taking the sticky note off your laptop. Start now. Let the FBI agent into your life. He might have something productive to say, okay? He might be good. He might be good. You don't know. You don't know until you try it, okay? I've never met the guy, but I'm sure that he would be a lot more bored if you covered it. So, I'm just trying to give my FBI agent a good time. Because I feel bad for him having to watch me. I'm boring, dude. I keep on looking over at my webcam, by the way. I feel bad for my FBI agent for having to watch me because I'm fucking boring. And it's just, I would imagine that life would be a lot more, like it's very boring already, right? But if he had to watch a black screen and just all this audio, that would be even more boring. All I'm trying to say is that a post-it note's no way to make a friend, okay? Take it away. Take off that sticky note and put it in your pocket where it belongs. Where it can gather dust and dirt and grime. Grimes. Where it can gather multiple grimes. The wife of Elon Musk? Is that real? No. No, and we know it isn't. That they're together, but what? You know, like every bit of, when you're that big of a public figure, every little bit of your life is fake. Because at this point, Elon Musk has a company. He sells Teslas, but he's also selling himself as a media personality, because that's how we win people over these days. If you choose to be the face of a company, and then so you can pull wild stunts all the time. you know, going on Joe Rogan, smoking weed, and then like, you are the CEO of a billion-dollar company. You're just gonna smoke weed on a podcast. You're gonna smoke weed on a podcast. You're gonna go on Twitter and pump and dump shit coins. Like, you're trash, but on purpose, and it's meaningful. And then you are married to a woman who is against capitalism, the thing that has made you what you are. Like, it's all for show. It's not real. They're not having a... Their baby's not gonna be called X-A-E-B-G-Q. Like, what? Grimes. Yes, put your post-it note in your pocket. Back in your pocket. Or throw it out. Leave post-it notes behind, okay? Buy a whiteboard. In 2021, if you're still buying post-it notes, you're destroying the earth, okay? At this point, it should be very clear. You can have a dry erase board. You can have a board that you don't need to write at all on. You could have a phone that you type it into. You could have, just stop it with the analog typing. What is a pencil? You know, stop it. It's time to put it away. It's time to put it back where it came from. The pencil. Where does a pencil go? If you were to put away a pencil in a pencil holder, I don't fucking know. Point is, let the FBI agent into your life, because you never know. You never know where you might find love. Love could be around any corner, and it could be your post-it note in front of the camera. That's not, you won't fall in love unless it's off. It could be the one thing. That post-it note could be the one thing stopping you. And guess what? If you take it off and the next time you find love, you're going to say, it's because I took it off, right? You will never know. You will never have anything to compare it to. That's what I love so much about, like, hypotheticals. It's like, yeah, what if I did this? I don't know. Then nothing would have happened in my life the same way. It's like, I can trace back every success, every failure that I've ever had to the stupidest thing. It's like, oh, it's because I tied my shoe that one day. If I didn't tie my shoe that one day, I would have tripped and I would have fell and I would have gone into a play, and it wouldn't have brought me to where I am right now. I believe in fate. I don't believe in free will. Everything is, you are on a single path on your way to death. You are nothing. Dude, I wish my nose wasn't so clogged. It's probably destroying the audio. What is wrong with my all of this? What the fuck? What's wrong with this? My voice, my nostrils, my throat have a word. This is nonsense. I've been speaking nonsense for 15 minutes, but you're listening. Dude, it's my fucking day off. I'm sorry there hasn't been a podcast in a while. I'm depressed. No, we're not gonna say that. I'm gonna edit that one out because it's not true. It's just I've been lazy is what it is. I'll keep it in. I've just been lazy. I don't have, I'm like, I sit down and I'm like, I don't have anything to say. Well, that's actually the problem. Half the battle is showing up, you know? If I could have been on episode 100 and something by now, because the podcast is like 2 years old. But I would have run out of things to say. I'm worried about running out of things to say. And so to avoid that, I'm going to talk about my worry for be running out of things to say. There's so many things to say that I don't know. I don't know. Can you run out? I mean, just make a new friend today. Make a new friend. And you know, they always say, fake it till you make it. But how are you supposed to fake making it? How are you gonna make fake it? You know? Like, if we're gonna fake it till we make it, let's go 100%. Let's fake a budget until we make it. I'm gonna buy things that I can't afford. I'm gonna take out a loan and spend it on camera equipment. Like, just shit. Just like higher quality shit to just film me on a couch. Let me just fake it till I make it real quick. I'll buy things I can't afford. Fake it till you make it. Are you driven? Are you really driven? I don't believe you. I don't think that you're gonna become successful. I don't think that I'm gonna become successful. I don't think anything's gonna work out for anyone. I'm a straight up nihilist. But here's the deal. They always say, fake it till you make it. So try that. Try faking it. Try faking it until you make it. And you gotta fake it. Like, you gotta fake everything. You have to fake your life, your personality. You have to fake caring. You have to fake giving a shit. You don't care. You don't care. And you are going to fake like you care. You are also going to fake your budget. Ain't no rich person living in a small studio apartment, okay? You get a mansion. How? I don't know. Make a good bet on Doge. Put a call in. Gamble. Oh, fuck, dude. Okay, so I have a really, like, dogs are so cute, right? But, hear me out, okay? Dogs are really cute. I love dogs. I do. They're all beautiful. They're all cute as fuck, usually. Some of them aren't. If you get, like, a mutt, yeah, it's not that cute. But listen. Pugs make me sad. Can I say that? Pugs make me sad because you like dogs are amazing. I love dogs. They're man's best friend. Dogs are the best. I have a dog. I've grew up with dogs. I love dogs. Still doesn't change the fact that I'm allergic to them. If I play with my dog, I have to wash my hands right after. Can't touch my eyes. And then allergic reaction, all that shit. Love dogs. But I gotta say, what we have done to dogs. Bloodline and genes and just, oh, we want to make them cute. We want to make them cute. So we're going to inbreed them. We're just going to make them fuck each other because we're like, hey, I like that. That's a cute nose. I want to get that nose. And we're just going to inbreed until a pug's nose is just squished and they can't breathe. Pugs make me sad, dude. I can't stand it. It's truly cruel. Every time I see a pug just trying to be alive, to breathe. Every time I see a pug breathing, I look at them and it just, like, I love him. He's so cute, but I just want to be like, I'm sorry for what they did to you. For what humans we did to... I'm sorry. Because what the fuck? You know, you're gonna actively decrease the lifespan of something just because it's cute. Just because it's cute. Oh, just because it's cute. And then people fall for it too. They think it's fine. Like, they're just like, oh, it is cute. No, it's broken. It's a broken dog. It's not supposed to look like that. But we're like, oh my god, look at its little face. Look at how its face is fucking flat. And it's just like trying to just exist. That's what it's got to do. If I had asthma or shit so bad that this is my breathing, just put me down. Every time I look at a pug, I'm just like, sorry. I'm sorry for what they did to you. And it makes me want to just, I feel like, there's gotta be someone in the world who's on board with this idea that in order to make the bloodline a little cleaner, we gotta have a dog ethnic cleansing. We need to actively rebreed dogs to fucking fix them, dude. I need somebody to come along and adopt pugs that just can't breathe and put them down, because it is just less cruel for them to be dead than to be like, I'm just, stop, you know? Can you wrap your head around that? We need to fucking fix dogs. Please fix dogs, people. What the fuck? Because what the fuck? You know, you like... You do mushrooms once, and then you think about everything differently. We're just like, oh, we just fucking took wolves and fucked them up. Like, what the fuck? What are we doing here with all these roads, dude? We got society. And the humans just over around the world, bro. Like, there's just, everything is fake. Everything is the way that it was planned to be. You're born and then you have to work and be in debt until you die. Then you die. Your whole life, you're a slave, but we're going to pretend that we're not because society has to function. But in doing so, we fuck up everything else because it's cute. Because look at it. It's so cute. What if we just make... Imagine aliens. Imagine, let's flip the roles, okay? Imagine if dogs were humans. Hear me out, okay? And they breeded humans like they did dogs. And they were like, oh, we really love the Habsburg chin. We love the Habsburg chin. We need to get that. We want that. So you make guys fuck their sisters and mothers and shit until you get that nice Habsburg chin. That's not fucked up. Not saying that, you know, people who are a product of incest, they could be alive, but like, it would be a better place without them. It would be a cleaner gene pool without them. I think we need to have a dog ethnic cleansing. I'm sorry, pugs, you are the first to go. You are the biggest disgrace. And it's not your fault. I'm blaming this on humans. Us, as humans, took wolves, fucked them up, and now we need to put it back. We need to put the places back to where it came from, okay? I'm going to start by adopting pugs and putting them down because it just, the breathing like that, it's just you can't anymore, okay? We're not allowing that kind of breathing for dogs. It's inhumane. Which is so extreme. It's inhumane. It's more worth it for them to just be dead than to breathe like... Yeah, you know, it's an exaggeration, but listen, we gotta stop fucking up dogs. We need to stop it because dogs are cute and they deserve to have long, healthy lives. And it just, it's just, it makes it so like it's a product, you know? People just buy dogs so that they can put them in their purse, you know? They're just like, we're in the hey. We're in the future. If you don't get this by now, there's VR. You can put on the goggles and then you're in there. There's cars that drive you. There's turning buildings. Like, we made it. There is so much excess that, like, poor people, the food that you eat makes you fat. You're like, if you're poor and you're just like, I gotta get my calories. It's easy to get too many calories even still. Point is, society, man. Society is just, is having its way. Point is, pugs are a disgrace, and whoever started that, we're gonna turn dogs into what we want them to, just push them their nose till their face is flat and they don't have a snout anymore. You single-handedly, whoever did that, the one person who did that, not like all the other millions of people who probably agree, you're responsible for fucking up pugs. And for that, I will never forgive you. For that, you and all those little other flat-faced pugs should die. All right, so we're going to cut to an ad real quick, but before I do, I'm going to tell you that this podcast is a little half and half, a little hybrid. We got a pre-recorded segment, and then we got some voice memos coming up after the ad, so enjoy that. Then I'll come back again and say goodbye. Whatever you do, don't shut up. Whatever you do, don't be inside a lot. It's pretty bad for you. The sun is literally life. Sun gives you life. The Father gives you death. Just enjoy the moment or whatever. Don't be inside too much. It's hard to want to like edit videos and shit for a living and also balance like being active and shit. It's like, how am I supposed to do that? Being inside makes you fucking tired, dude. It makes you really tired, I'll tell you that much. Being inside is like having the energy sucked out of you by incandescent lights. Or fluorescent is even worse. Be one with nature. Wear socks less often and shoes less often. Let your feet touch the ground and really feel all the textures of the ground. And when it's hot, then it stings or it hurts because it's hot. But if you build up Caillou, then you can walk good. I want to explore life without shoes. I think it would be cool to let my feet be free. Because, like, honestly, who needs them? Shoes. I mean, who needs shoes? Everyone. Kinda. Because we evolve out of... We evolved into shoes.
That's a fun fact. Humans' feet don't look the same as if you let them free. That's a fun fact. Welcome to Annoying People Who Drive Loud Cars. On this episode, in the background, you can hear a loud car. Not anymore, obviously, since I just started recording this. Welcome back to another episode of He's Gone. Here he is. Wow. People who drive loud cars are like mosquitoes. They're just annoying. And sometimes they make you itch. Sometimes, you know, don't you hate it when people... Whoa, I thought that was a crash. Don't you hate it when people who drive loud cars just bite you and suck out your blood and make you itch? Dude, I love it when I'm just going about my day and then a person who drives a fast car, like, bites me. And sometimes, like, if you notice when they do, then you can wait and slap them at the right time and then blood will go everywhere because they're sucking out your blood. People who drive fast cars, loud cars, they're actually just sucking your blood. And then you get itchy a little bit. Yeah. I hate it when they do that. I'm recording a podcast outside because I've been inside editing all weekend for the past like 3 days. I've just been inside. So it's time to get outside and really spread our toes, spread our pale ass legs to the sun, and probably, hopefully I don't get burnt, because there's a strategic method that I use to not get burnt. It's called being exposed throughout the seasons. Like, if you're outside all the time, your face will be used to the sun. And then when it gets warmer, you start wearing shorts. And the sun doesn't start off at full blast. It warms up a little bit. So my arms and face warm up as the season warms up. And then we're all hot and sweaty and colored. I'm no longer white. I am orange. I tried to compare it to my friend, like, who's darker, but we have different tones, so you can't really compare. I'm orange. I'm basically Donald Trump. I ran for president in 2016 and I won. And then I said a bunch of dumb things. I am Donald Trump. You now you know. Welcome. It's been me this whole time, folks. It's been me. My middle finger is sore from climbing because I didn't climb in 3 weeks and then I went full force. The documentary. Oh shit. And that would be my neighbor's dog. Stupid. So I was thinking about it, and dogs, like, the concept of dogs is kind of fucked up. It's like, we're gonna have a mom, have one babies, and then we are going to rip all of them away from her and sell them. That's brilliant. That's good job. You're traumatizing a bunch of animals. And then they go to these little grids in the world, you know, houses, and they fucking hate other dogs because they're territorial. So dogs, it's kind of a fucked up concept. And then they're like, all right, I guess, it's more fucked up for the mother than the actual child. My legs are blinding. My legs are blinding in the light. They're so pale. I put my arm right next to it. I'm two different colors, my guy. I'm biracial. How many times did I fucking make that joke? Like, I think the joke will become, I say the joke as much as logic says that he's biracial. And that'll be my joke. Like, it's like, all right, we get it. But, like, that's the joke. I keep saying it. I'm just being like Logic. I was on Logic's album of the year page, this website that I use that like they post new music, albumoftheyear.org. Highly recommend it. On his profile page, the first tag that people use to describe him is biracial, and that makes me extraordinarily happy. I love that so much. That's my favorite thing in the entire goddamn world. that they just, yep, he's biracial. That's the only thing you need to know. The only thing you need to know about Logic is that he's biracial. The rest is all secondary. But number one, he's black and white. Although it's so funny when like white looking half black people try to identify with the half black because it's like, bro, Logic looks white, like. And then does he say the N-word? Probably. I'm not I haven't brushed up on my Logic lore. I gotta catch up on that stuff. I gotta see what he's up to. Live streaming. He put out a compilation album. Okay. My dog has a bump on his eye, and it looks like it's pus filled, and I want to pop it, but that would be gross. And I'm not going to pop it. Don't worry. But it would be interesting to see what would come out. It's like so big that it's on the inside of his eye as well. Like, it's just consuming his eyelid. Yeah, you've got shit growing on you, bro. Oh, I just want to pop it. Yeah, I think I'm going to just start recording podcasts like more, I don't know, around, like, just wherever I am, doing whatever I am doing at that moment, because sitting down and doing it, it's gonna get difficult. I mean, I've already started to lose the script a little bit, but I don't know, still going, still keeping on, right? And it's weird. I gotta try to make sure people, I gotta make sure that I'm not awkward around people. I'm trying to get better. What? I'm trying to get better about being around people, like talking to people. Hello, can you hear my dog breathing? Emmett, you are under, I'm sitting on a lawn chair and he's putting his head underneath it trying to smell something. What is so special about this? No, hey, don't bite it. You are so old, you know not to eat grass. Dogs never grow up. Yeah, dogs never grow up and they never learn. You never learn, do you? You never learn. Dogs will be like on their last legs and still be learning not to eat. Like, they'll never learn. They'll never learn not to eat grass. You will forever be yelling at them for eating grass. Oh, I want to pop that pimple on your eye. I want to pop it so bad. It looks so weird. No, he's itching it now. What if he just, like, rips it open? What if it gets, like, so, like, about to burst that he itches his eye and it fucking rips open? Oh. Dude, it's... Oh, it's... Is that, like, that didn't just happen, did it? This blood looks like there's nothing holding it in. Like, it's popped. It is a balloon that is stuck to the... It's on the outside already. He's... Oh, it's so big. Oh my god, what the fuck? I'm not gonna give a photo. I'm not gonna show a photo just so you can imagine. It looks like he's got two more eyes on his eye. And the pupil is red. And it's on both sides of the eyelid. It is like, wow, it's weird. It's got the color of cranberries. It looks like a little tiny cranberry on his eyelid. I feel like I'm in a perpetual state of, will this motivation wear off? Because I don't feel like I'm... It's not like a grind. It's like a, what else would I do? Like, I'm just bored, so I do shit. Because I've done a whole lot of fucking nothing in my life. And I've known what that's like. I know what it's like to do nothing. And I'm not interested in doing nothing anymore. So I'm just like, okay, now I have to be distracted all the time with something that's not video games. Because that's really what I'm talking about, doing nothing. Doing nothing is playing video games. I have dedicated over 450 days of my fucking life to RuneScape. So once I finally quit, I got myself banned on purpose. So that I would never play it again. I could have sold my account, but I just wanted to quit. That was more valuable to me. I was like, yeah, I could probably get $1,000 off this, but you know how much money I'll make just by the concept of me not playing the game? It's just a lot more. I'll make a lot more money in my life that way. So, or you'd hope. You'd hope. So I tried to play another game. I bought Doom Eternal for $60 and I tried to play it, and I'm just have to deal with the fact that I'm not a gamer. RuneScape was the only game. And so now that I'm done, I'm like, okay, what do I do now? 'Cause I have to do something. And I've never been much of a movie guy. Watching shows kind of makes me feel like I'm wasting away. So I'm now on that content grind. And I'm in a perpetual state of hopefully this lasts. Hopefully I don't get burnt out. Because if I get burnt out, I don't know what would replace it, is the thing. I don't know what would replace it. The only thing that is there that could replace it is RuneScape. And that was honestly what broke up the sections of my YouTube career, was getting sucked back into RuneScape. So if I could avoid that, then that would be sick. Alright, that's all I've got for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, feel free to share it with someone who you think might also enjoy, because... I don't know. You help me out? You do me a favor? I would appreciate it. Alright. Goodbye. It's like I'm hanging up a phone. Goodbye. No, you hang up. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, I'll go. Alright, I'll go. Alright, sorry, bye.